Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Domingos on the 22nd of March. And here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Today is all about Facebook and data privacy. So let's start. Britain's Channel 4 News releases secretly recorded video showing Cambridge Analytica executives claiming to have overseen President Trump's digital election campaign. The company's political director, Mark Turnbull, describes using proxies such as activist groups to spread certain material online. BuzzFeed News profiles Cambridge Analytica's work with Make America Number One, which paid Cambridge Analytica $1.2 million during the 2017 presidential election campaign, for which it provided data acquisition and other services. Using Cambridge Analytica data, Make America Number One Facebook page ran so-called dark ads. Targeted towards specific users, the ads did not show on its public timeline. This all started with Cambridge University researcher Alessandro Cogan, who says Facebook and Cambridge Analytica are treating him as a scapegoat. Facebook suspended Cogan from its platform for abusing its user data policies. Speaking with BBC Radio, Cogan claims he received assurances from Cambridge Analytica that third-party use of Facebook data was common practice. Cogan also suggests that Cambridge Analytica targeting methods were mostly ineffective. On the other hand, Cambridge Analytica whistleblower Chris Wiley claims Steve Bannon oversaw initial efforts to collect Facebook data as part of a program to build profiles on millions of US voters. Wiley says the company spent $1 million in 2014 to acquire a cache of data that included Facebook profiles. Bannon, on the other side, was Cambridge Analytica's vice president and secretary at the time, and Wiley claims he had authority over company spending. Keeping in mind that in 2014, Facebook bought WhatsApp for $16 billion, making its co-founders very wealthy men. One of them continues to lead the company, but Brian Acton quit earlier this year to start his own foundation. And he isn't done merely with WhatsApp. In a post on Twitter today, Acton told his followers to delete Facebook. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.